Yeah, my last estate, I didn't have the factory premium sound system. I put in my own. And I always wanted to get the dashboard from a premium sound car and install it in mine because it had a big center speaker on the dash. And I thought, I could swap out that deck, you know, that dash, and then I could use that. If nothing else, I could use that hole for to bring speakers up high and right in the windshield area. And I never did find one. Kept perusing, you know, the boneyards looking for a fourth gen. But now I actually have the 9-10 speaker premium sound system, so that's a part of it. I think they use that for navigation and the computer and all that stuff. But they also have a surround mode in the. As you probably know, you have the same arrangement in your car. I know they have audio, stereo, or surround. So for what that's worth. But yeah, it's you know, you got to figure out, you know, what you got, and if it works for you, then you're all good. And if it if it doesn't, then figure out what else you can do. So I don't know. I don't even know what radio I'm going to be running in that car. So we shall see. Anyhow, Tim, I am pulling up here. I don't know if you know or not. We have your old work buddies. They're all here now because of the activity next door. So they got all of them over here. So every morning we get to say hi as everybody's getting ready to get with their day.